This is the Kraft Music Hall, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra, and our guest, Victor Moore.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Pinza. Whenever April showers come along.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Al Jolson of the Kraft Music Hall. And we're going to start the program off with a couple of songs that were written over 25 years ago. And believe it or not, they're more popular today than the day they were written. Take it, Lou.
Come to me, my melancholy. Oh, you little baby. Cuddle up and don't be blue. All your fears are foolish fancies. Oh, my baby. You know, darling, I'm in love with you.
Every cloud must have
a silver lining. Wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy too.
When whippoorwills call and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven, I turned it right. A little white light will lead you to my blue heaven. You'll see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that nestles where the roses bloom. There's Molly and me, and baby, make three. We're happy in my blue heaven.
Well, I understand you flew to New York and back this week. Did you enjoy yourself?
Oh, can I enjoy myself, brother? I did enjoy myself. Why, the very first night in New York, all my friends at Gallagher's threw me a big dinner there.
Oh, wonderful.
I was having a swell time until they served the alphabet soup.
Well, what's the matter? Don't you like alphabet soup?
Yeah, I love alphabet soup. But I was stirring it with my spoon, you know,
yeah.
And Oscar Levant's name came up. How do you like that?
Ah, but finding Oscar in your alphabet soup didn't really bother you, did it, Al?
No, Ken. I just shoved him under a kleplach and went right on eating. I took my little wife rowing in Central Park. The place was full of sailors. I had an awful time keeping my wife from joining the Navy. And again, yeah. I had even a worse time keeping the Navy from joining my wife.
You know, it's amazing, Al, how in this short time you went all the way to New York and back, and well, you're not a bit tired.
Oh, you don't get tired, Ken. You don't get tired if you enjoy traveling. Well, I find nothing more relaxing than getting out on the road in my little English car.
Well, I don't know about relaxing in one of those English cars, Al. They have the steering wheel on the opposite side,
yeah.
Because in England they drive on the left side of the road.
Well, Ken, that's why an English car is perfect for Los Angeles, because that's the way they drive here too, you know.
Well, they tell me those little cars can really go fast.
Fast? Man, you ain't heard nothing yet. This little car I got goes up to 100 miles an hour and stops on a dime. And then you press a special button, and a putter knife scrapes you off the windshield.
Oh, you don't drive. Well, you don't drive that fast.
No, Ken, I don't drive that fast, really. I follow a very good rule. Drive carefully. The life you save may be your own. And seriously, folks, I want to emphasize that safety rule. If you're a careless driver, you obviously don't care about your own life. So how about slowing down? Of course, there may be someone else who cares about his.
That was a very nice speech, Al.
Thank you, Oscar.
You know, I'd like to do a little more talking around here, too. I've been with you almost 2 years now, and a lot of people still think that Oscar Levan is a new kind of Kraft cheese.
And people want to know why I'm retiring again.
At least you can afford it.
Look, Oscar, Ken and I were having a little talk about my English car, and unless you...
Listen, I used to have an English car, but it was an awful lot of trouble.
Oscar, English cars are no more trouble than any other kind.
This one was. Every day at 4 o'clock it stopped, and I had to put tea in the gas tank.
Oscar, wait a minute. The only thing you haven't annoyed so far is the piano. Will you go over and do that now?
What would you like to hear?
I'd like to hear that new piece that helped you break your lease. You know the one I mean, don't you?
Oh, you mean the break your lease or get your money back concerto by Khachaturian.
That's exactly the one I mean. No one can play it better.
If someone were to ask you what kind of salad dressing do most people prefer, would you know the answer? Well, you're right. It's Miracle Whip salad dressing. Miracle Whip is far and away America's favorite. And then suppose they went on to ask, and just what is Miracle Whip? Well, that's a bit harder because Miracle Whip salad dressing is unique, the one and only of its kind. Made by a secret recipe, it combines the qualities of zesty old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise. The very next time you serve salad, which ought to be tomorrow, try the one and only Miracle Whip. You'll be delighted.
Al, you and I have been together on this program for 2 years. Do you think I know you well enough to ask you a favor?
Well, I
don't want any money.
Oh, sure, Oscar. Ask me any favor.
I had you scared there for a minute. But anyway, what I really want is some advice on my picture career. The producers are miscasting me. In every picture, they make me sarcastic, cynical, and indifferent. I'm more than that.
Oh, yeah, you a lot more than that, yeah.
You can jest, but I'm serious. Why, this morning, when I looked in the mirror, I said to myself, you're handsome, you're dashing. You're just like Cary Grant.
Oscar, there's one difference. Cary Grant has a hole in his chin. And you have one in your head.
I'd be offended, Al, except I know you really mean it. At any rate, in every picture, they make me play the piano. All I do is play the piano. Play the piano. It's awful, I tell you. It's awful.
I thought so, too, but I didn't want to mention it.
All right, Al, I guess you're not going to help me.
I'll help you, Oscar. I'll sing a little song, and that ought to make you feel better.
I'm drowning, and he throws rocks at me. What's the song?
Well, while I was in New York, I saw all the great musicals. And this is the top song from a top musical, As the Girls Go. I Got Lucky in the Rain.
I got lucky in the rain one day. When I had nothing to do for an hour, I walked around in a shower, and I had reason to complain. One moment I was sadly in need of a song, next moment you came along. Then the heavens smiled at me. My heart said, how lucky can you be? Thing like this you can't explain. I only know that I met the love of my life when I got lucky in the rain.
Al, I notice you've been singing an awful lot of songs about water. April showers, lucky in the rain, singing in the rain, by a waterfall.
You think that means anything, Oscar?
Yes, it means you're all washed up.
Well, if Jose Uterbe wasn't a 10-cent phone call, I'd phone him. Oscar, I don't understand why you're so bitter all the time.
I don't mean to be, Al. I'm just too tense.
Oscar, maybe this song will relax you. It's called That Wonderful Girl of Mine. And if you got 75 cents, you can buy it at any store that sells Decca Records. Her eyes are stars, her lips are like wine. There's no other girl in the world like that wonderful girl of mine. I see her smile and everything's fine. There's no other smile like the smile of that wonderful girl of mine. For where she walks, there are roses growing where roses never grew. We touch and I see a rainbow glowing across a heaven of blue. The bells will ring, the sun's gonna shine. When I tie my heart to the heart of that wonderful girl of mine.
Where she walks, there are roses growing where roses never grew. We touch and I see a rainbow blowing across a heaven of blue. The bells is gonna ring, the sun's gonna shine, when I tie my heart to the heart of that wonderful girl of mine.
Pardon me, are you Al Jolson?
Yes, I'm Al Jolson. Why?
Well, I'm Sonny Boy.
Victor Moore. Well, Victor, it's certainly good to have you back in the Kraft Music Hall again.
Well, thank you, Al. There's something about the Kraft Music Hall that makes me come back time and again.
Would you call it the charm of the place, Victor?
No, I'd call it money, just like everybody else.
Victor, where have you been keeping yourself? Whenever I called your house lately, you've been out.
Yes, Al. Every night I'm either cutting a rug at a bebop dance or drinking champagne from a slipper or watching a snappy burlesque show.
Victor, all that fast living is liable to kill you.
I know, but as long as I have to go, I'd like to do it my own way.
Well, all I can say is, Victor, that's pretty strenuous, pretty strenuous.
Well, I'm trying to take off some weight. In fact, I play tennis every day with an artist friend of mine.
That's interesting. Who's the artist?
Grandma Moses.
What do you want to lose weight for, Vic? Everybody likes you just the way you are.
Well, I was trying to get the part of the lover opposite Jennifer Jones, and we were strangers.
Yeah?
They were looking for a dashing young Romeo to sweep Jennifer off her feet.
What happened?
I guess John Garfield had a better broom.
Well, Don't worry about that. I lost a part myself recently. They turned me down for the role of Ruta Valentino.
Oh.
Yeah.
Any particular reason?
Yeah, they said Larry Parks wasn't the type. Victor, my boy, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Don't worry about the movies. Something new has come along which someday may drown out the movies entirely.
Popcorn?
No. Television.
Oh.
Television. Yes, sir. Just think, in a little while, I'll be able to bring the Suwannee River into every living room in the nation.
Won't that be a little messy? You know, Al, I'm a little worried about television, too.
Really?
Yeah, I was on the Milton Berle show recently, and all my friends said I came out looking like Berle.
Why should you look like Berle?
Well, he kept standing in front of me. Anyway, Al, you don't have to worry about television. You can take it easy now. You've earned a rest.
It would drive me crazy doing nothing.
Well, you could take up a hobby.
For instance?
Well, I bet you'd be a good painter. All the fellas at the Friars Club seem to think so.
Really, Victor?
Sure. Every time they see you coming, they say, "Here comes Jolson. Let's give him the brush." Well, on second thought, painting is no hobby for you. The way for you to really relax is to go on a nice long camping trip. Say, maybe we could go together.
But, Victor, camping is no fun unless you know something about the woods.
Oh, I'm a real woodsman.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was in the middle of a dense forest, 50 miles from nowhere, and I didn't even have a compass.
What happened?
I got lost.
What?
Well, here we are at Lake Coochie Coochie Gobi Goo.
What are we going to do, go fishing or hunting?
Well, I don't want to go hunting. I went hunting with my wife once. She shot me by mistake.
What did she do about it?
Oh, nothing. She just flung me over the fender and drove home.
Is the coffee ready?
Well, the pot is on. All I have to do is start a fire by rubbing these two little sticks together. It'll only take a second.
Only a second to start a fire by rubbing two sticks? How can you do it so fast?
It's easy. These two little sticks are matches.
Never mind the coffee. Let's go, Vic. Bring the fishing tackle and we'll take the shortcut over this musical bridge. Victor, we've been out here for 2 hours. How's the bait?
It's delicious.
Victor, will you put down that pastrami?
Well, how come we're using pastrami for bait?
I'm trying to hook a gefilte fish. Quiet. Quiet, Victor. I think I got a bite. Boy, ooh. I hope this is a big one. If it is, I'll have it stuffed and mounted and hang it over my fireplace.
Al, I don't mind your stuffing it, but don't hang it over the fireplace.
Why?
You've hooked the seat of my pants.
Uh-oh. The game warden.
Okay, let's see your fishing licenses.
Here's mine.
According to this, you're only 19 years old.
Yeah, I guess I forgot to renew it about 80 times.
Looks like I'm going to have to lock you two guys up.
Listen, you can't arrest us. We own Lake Gucci Gucci Gooby Goo.
Yeah? Who are you?
Well, he's Gucci Gucci and I'm Gooby Goo. Well, I guess this is the end.
No, it isn't, Victor. While we're out here on this beautiful lake, I think it would be nice if we sang a duet.
Well, if I sing with you, Al, that really is the end.
Oh, come on, Victor. Come on, Victor. Let's sing a robust campfire song like a band of husky lumberjacks. What do you say, huh? Everybody loves a baby. That's why I'm in love with you.
Pretty baby, pretty baby.
And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, and mother, too.
Pretty baby.
That ain't me, folks. That's more.
Pretty baby.
Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love? And we'll cuddle all the time. Oh, I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you. Pretty baby of mine.
Pretty baby of mine.
Now, spring days are certainly salad days. Time when those cool, crisp combinations of fruit or tender young vegetables taste better than ever, especially topped with the one and only Miracle Whip. Famous Miracle Whip salad dressing made by Kraft. It's America's favorite, you know, for Miracle Whip is different with a lively, teasing flavor that everybody loves. You see, this unique type of dressing combines the qualities of old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise. Zesty, yet not a bit too sharp, Miracle Whip has a flavor that's just exactly right, a flavor all its own. Then a special beater used only by Kraft gives it really unusual texture, so velvety smooth and creamy it's hard to believe. Serve Miracle Whip often. For salads, the whole family, including Dad and Junior, will really enjoy. It's the delicious different salad dressing, the one and only Miracle Whip.
Last week, when I was in New York, I saw a show called South Pacific. It's grand, glorious, and gorgeous. And this is one of the many wonderful songs from that show, Some Enchanted Evening. Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowded room, and somehow you know even then, that somewhere you'll see her again and again. Some enchanted evening, someone may be laughing. You may hear her laughing across a crowded room, and night after night, as strange as it seems, the sound of her laughter will sing in your dreams. Who can explain it? Who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons, wise men never try. Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love, when you feel her call you across a crowded room, then fly to her side and make her your own. For all through your life you may dream all found her, never let her go. Once you have found her, never let her go.
Good night, everybody.
Victor Moore can currently be seen in the Warner Brothers picture, Kiss in the Dark. Tune in again next Thursday to the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra, and our guests, Dorothy Kirsten of the Metropolitan Opera, and Jack Kirkwood. This is Ken Carpenter saying good night. Don't let anyone fool you. The care and feeding of a family is quite a job. It takes skillful planning and a lot of imagination to give Dad and the children healthful foods and serve them in ways they'll enjoy. So perhaps I can help you with this bit of advice. Serve lots of good salads and top them with the one and only Miracle Whip. For everyone loves its lively, different flavor, loves it so much that Miracle Whip is easily America's favorite salad dressing. A unique type of dressing, Miracle Whip combines the qualities of old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise. It's irresistible, marvelously smooth. Ask for the famous Miracle Whip salad dressing made by Kraft. And be sure to listen to the Kraft Music Hall again next Thursday.
The preceding program is transcribed. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.